about Shlomo Weisbord?
How are you? Just made a quick recap what we learnt yesterday. Right, we have Lucas Amiris. It's just a quick view in the beginning, actually, of an Episcopal Church. Over here about the Chashkus of this mitzvah. Reish Tam Gimel. That's where the whole of Lucas Amiris is. The whole of Lucas and so in Reish Tam Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. So he brings over here. He says one of the seven mitzvahs of Rabbanon, actually. Rabbanon made seven mitzvahs. He's at the bottom of the Sefer Chinuch, brings the end of the Sefer Chinuch, he brings down what are the seven mitzvahs of Rabbanon, Birchas HaNe'anim, I made the things of making a Birchas HaNe'anim, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaShvach, the Tzedis Yedayim, Halel, on Rish Chodesh, Ne'er Shabbos, Ne'er Chanukah, Megillas Esther, Eruvin. They made quite a few things. There's a Takonos Rabbanon, made a special Takonos Rabbanon to make that a person should light Ne'er's Shabbos. In fact, it's got such a kedima that really comes even before Yayin for Kiddush. I don't think it's now you've got electric lights, it's different, but the Maaseh, the Ikar Halacha of Ne'er Shabbos has got a very, very strong kedima. And so, sorry? Shalom Bais. Shalom Bais, yeah, the Maaseh is an interesting name, Mishal Hilchos Shalom Bais. Therefore, one should be pay careful, one should look after it properly, this mitzvah. Quickly recap what we learned yesterday. We said that Harogil B'nei Shabbos properly prepares it nicely, having Le'i Bonov Tavin Chachomim. And we said that even though the mitzvah applies to B'nei Bais, the mice says the woman normally does this mitzvah. It's the woman's role to do this mitzvah, but if the wife's away, or wherever it is, then the mice, then the husband does it. Or we said that the husband's not there, then one of the children should do it. Ideally, a bas mitzvah girl. If not, then anyone else can do it. If there's no one there, then a bas mitzvah girl lights. If there's no one there, the bas mitzvah girl lights. Yeah, that's right. Okay, then we said also, Kiddush, why, what was the idea of this mitzvah? We said because she's busy with the whole household, really, and therefore, because she's busy with the household, we give her this mitzvah as well. Allah said she was Machaber Ne'er Shel Olam. We said yesterday that the man should be nishtatav in the preparation of these candles, actually. It's important that he should also do something towards it, put it in the holder. And we spoke yesterday about, really, the Ikar Halacha looks like that one should light it and blow it out. But nowadays, many possibly say, one's not obligated to do that because it burns better. It just burns just as well without doing anything. In fact, some say it works worse when you do it. No, it's automatic. The question actually is, but it's automatic. Once she lights, it's automatic. It goes for the nebais. All the B'nai Bais are included, actually. It's the Hiddush, actually. We'll have to speak about it sometime. But all the B'nai Bais are included. The children there. Then you've got a big shayla. Someone's got a visitor over by the house. What happens then? Does the visitor get included? We'll speak about that visitor, how that works.
Does the daughter have to then be Mekabel Shabbos with a wife, like mother life?
Oh, it's another good shayla. We have to be Mekabel Shabbos. We'll speak about that as well. But some pastors, it's not Nimshach. You have to be Nimshach with the mother. Then we spoke about, very important, I just want to clarify this again. We spoke about the different reasons why you like Ne'er Shabbos. So we said there's really three reasons the poskim say. One is that it should enhance the meal. It makes it nicer by the mealtime where you are and you're eating, you've got candlelight burning, even though you've got electric lights burning, but if you're at the mealtime itself, you've got candlelight at the table, that enhances the meal. It's a nice thing which Chazal wanted. It's the thing this actually. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, and they're both important. The next one is al shalom bayis. Chazal didn't want the house to be dark. I mean, it's nothing to do with eating. That means anywhere in the house. In fact, I saw someone say today, even actually in your garden, actually. If you go in the garden, you like to go in the garden for the night, you like to go for a little walk in your garden, sit in the garden, or you know you're going to have your meal in the garden, there it's important that there's light in the garden. Wherever you're going to be for Shabbos, you have to make sure that area where you're going to be for Shabbos should have light to it, that you will not stumble where you're going to walk over there. Very important, a lot of this, actually. That was number two. And then the third thing was where you prepare the meal, the moshe in the kitchen. So the moshe, if it's dark there, then you can put the candlelight there so you can see how to prepare the meal, how to make the salad or whatever. That's also one of those three ways, or any of those three ways are good to make the broch of halachas neiros. We just said yesterday that ideal of making halachas neiros is where you eat. That's the ideal. So I've just been to someone today, was it today? I can't remember what it was. About the hotels actually, because today I was looking at a tshuva from someone actually. Someone writes in the tshuva actually, that he's very upset with these hotels actually. What they do, that they have the hotels where the maestro, they don't like where they're eating. Yeah, I spoke to someone today, actually. Yeah, I spoke to someone else today. So myself, today I saw a children from someone, and he writes there, he's very upset with this whole Indian of the hotels where they've got a separate room where he lights the Nehru's Shabbos, and the mice has got no shaitas to me at all. So Punda, I asked someone today, I spoke to someone this morning who was in a hotel, just the Shabbos, he was in, last Shabbos he was in a hotel, and I asked him where he lights. He told me light by the table. Mamish in the room, Mamish by the, what do you call it?
By the meal.
By the meal. That's very good.
Hotels
don't
allow
it. What? Hotels don't usually allow it. Okay, it's a Hampshire hotel. It's an interesting. So you told me they're like Mamish there. So this safer rights over there, it's a pair of how it's a Mamish block of authority. So that's an important thing, that one has to have Hanor from the Nehru's of Shabbos. Very important is actually, one has to have Hanor from the Nehru's of Shabbos. That means if a person, for example, lights at his home, let's be quite specific for a bit later, someone lights at his home, and he goes out of his house, he's going to have a meal somewhere else, so you do have lots of neighbors at home, you go home, you go out, and by the time you come back, your neighbor's shabbos have gone out, so brokha l'atoro done.
Unless you sit by the candles before you go out.
Oh, so that's the shayla, that's what I call today, Baruch Hashem. So the shayla is now, what hanor do you have to have by the lights? What hanor do you have to have by the lights? So pashas eating is zikr called hanor. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Let's just see if we can find it. Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Samad Gimel. Reish Samad Gimel. I think it's Gimel. I was having trouble finding where it is. Here, we're Oichlim. So actually, Mishnah Berurah speaks about this case. Actually, very interesting. Mishnah Berurah speaks about a case when among Avraham, where people used to light in their homes, and they had their meat in the garden. Mishnah Berurah says, why is the problem? It's a brachah matala, because you're not having any hanor from the lights. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, very interesting what he says. If the house was dark, and you're using there for tzurich sudah to have some benefit from the meal time, lekhi sudah is no problem. Then. That means you're eating in your garden, you want to have your meal in your garden, and you listen in your house. He says if you have something to do with tzurich sudah, interesting what he says there. You have something by tzorach yisudah, must you eat a bit of something to do with the meal, prepare something to do with the meal, buy those candles, like, that's not a brocha of a tola.
It's walking in that house to see, that's not good.
No, so then that's a hetzah shalom bayis. And if you're relying on another hetzah of lighting candles, yeah? On that, yeah, it's interesting thing. So he says over there that if you're using a tzorach yisudah, it's all right. Today I was looking at Sefer, I told you yesterday I saw, and Kovod V'Oinu Shalzman, or Simbun Cohen, he says, Shomati Magon or Mr. Feinstein, that davening or learning by the lights is also good.
So
you'll
be laughing and
down by the
lights.
Yeah, I mean, you must be careful. What do you have to be careful about? Or you say, down by the lights.
Move it around.
Shariyata. If it's an olive, if you light it with a, what do you call it, paraffin, paraffin, with olive oil, a wick, and then there might be chashash shariyata. But generally speaking, it says the mice, if you sit down there and you learn, or you daven there, he says, Shomati Magon Rosh Hashanah, that's all right.
That's okay. So if you go eating out, before you go out,
after
the wife can daven.
Yeah, you have to have some hanor from it. I might say, I mean, if it's a bright day and you just sit by the eyes, it's nothing. It has to be dark when something. You're getting some hanor from it. It's very hard to know what it means, actually. I must tell you, because what does it mean? You're sitting there, what hanor are you getting from the lights? You've got a bright light.
You said, voice of Amir's.
What?
You did the other shit. Voice of Amir's. You light the light. If you're moist on it, it's also good.
But unless it's for achila. Moist on it only helps for achila. Understand? That only helps for eating. If you, that's a good point. Yeah, that only helps for eating. It doesn't help. So that I'm not so clear about this point over here, what you're asking. Learning and davening by lights. So what hanor are you getting?
You just said you can do that.
I'm saying that. Moist on it, you can do it. Yeah. But I'm not sure what's the case. What hanor are you having? You're not, if you have to sit very close to the lights, you have an hanor from it. If you've got electric light burning, you've got no hanor from it.
What was he saying? He said you can do that. What's
Pshat? He said, I don't have to look at gateways. He doesn't say anything. He just says there, that Shabbat, my God, Rosh Feinstein, that if you learn, I wrote it down, if you learn or daven by the lights, that's also good. So I get to know, I was wondering what he means, Taka, because I heard. If you're sitting in the room, you've got a candlelight over here, for example, yeah?
No,
and I sit down over here.
I've got a nice electric light over here burning.
Who's Suda at home? That's what I'm telling you. Suda is different because Horaya, when you go to a chasna, it's very bright at a chasna, but they put candlelights on the table. It enhances the meal. That's what I'm saying. There's a big difference between the Suda and anything else.
You said eating outside, you come back in, you go, Soch
in Suda,
then it's okay,
Yotzi Zayn. Anything to do with the Suda,
you've got massive lights in your dining room.
I'm bringing you around from a chasna and a ritzmi, all Sudas are made, but Mitzvah Sudas, any Suda you make, you'll see, there's very bright lights on in the hall, but they have candlelight on the table. It enhances, it makes a spirit, it enhances the spirit, it makes a nice...
Who said in a much vigorous case the big light was on?
I know, I'm not sure, that's what I don't know, but pastor, that's what he's talking about.
So, were you talking about having a law of natural light? When you see candles, there was two candles burning there, you have a law just
looking at it. A woman once said this to me, but this I never found. So she said to me that she just enjoys sitting down and looking at Shabbos candles.
Yes.
That gives her menuchas ha-nefesh. That's good. That's a chiddush directly. That's not what Chazal wants. Chazal said it has to be looks like a positive anor.
But you appreciate that someone can.
Yeah, I understand someone enjoys it. I understand someone relaxes by that. He enjoys that. But it's a chiddush. That's all right. I'm saying the Maisi brings what Moshe says. That's good enough. Learning and governing. Whether it looks like he's talking about your mummy shaman off, right? I don't know. Okay, that's the halacha there. Of the, what do you call it?
There's hundreds of candles there.
Where?
What use is it?
By where?
In a hotel.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That the apostle speak about. You're right. It's a big one. The whole table. When you're eating, that's a big mile, they say. When you're eating, there's a big mile. If you're eating by somewhere, extra light adds to it. Even if you've got 100 lights, I hear this, you're right. You've got 100 lights, what do you say?
Yeah, like you said, you're going outside to have a bit of chal there. Yeah. You've got to wish your two lights on.
Oh, so that's another thing I found today. But actually, I found this. We left off yesterday with a shayla, a very interesting shayla. He says, I've had this problem many times, actually. Someone lights candles, the moshul, and they're going out. Can someone else who's not being used to with the candles sit there by the lights, come on north, and help them be able to see one else? That would help a big thing in a hotel. That's a big mile, which you've got 100 people lighting in a hotel. Yeah. And that's what I told someone on Friday. I told someone to do this, actually. I wasn't sure if it was right. Yeah. I told him, you know what, dude, I thought he was going to a hotel where they're going to light outside. So I said to him, you know what, go and sit by the lights for a few minutes, have some cake there or something to eat, have something there, sit down there. Today, Baruch Hashem, I found the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and raised some again, see if you done it. This person was yesterday, I don't know what his name is, the person also yesterday, he also showed Mara Makos on the Mogan of Rome, but here it says Klaw, the Shulchan Aruch says clear, I can't go through the whole thing over here. He says, you're allowed to light somewhere if it's going to be used for eating. The people who lit the cows are not going to use it there at all. Ella. Barabbas, or Barabbas, or Yafila Achirin, Mishtamshim Shom, or someone else comes there, that's good enough. So as long as the cows are used, Achirish actually, as long as the cows are used by someone, that is good enough, and that saves the whole day. So that's the posh eater, someone goes to a tater, it's a big mitzvah actually. And so I think I saw someone bring this down there actually, someone says a big mitzvah, someone does that. He goes and sits by the lights, he has a kazayas of cake or something there, he has something kosher, he eats by the lights there, he's been mutzah, all those people who lit the candles. So that's a good eitzah to do. Shadow we're going to speak about now is a person who goes out on Friday night. So someone goes out on Friday night, let's say it's a husband and wife only, right? So a husband and wife are home, and they're going out to eat somewhere else. Where should they light their nearest Shabbos?
In the dining room.
But Moshe, they won't be there for eating. That's the point, Moshe. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought I'd get somebody like that, Moshe. I thought so. So that's an interesting thing there, yeah? So they're going to eat there. They lit their Shabbos cans at home. Then they're going to go to someone else. We invite to my house for Shabbos, coming for a whole meal. By the time they get home, there'll be no neighbor Shabbos bread anymore. It's going to go out. So there's an easy option, but there's two options really. I'm not going to electric lights for now. We'll have to come to electric lights another time, but let's talk about the solutions. Two solutions. Option one. What's option one? Right. Option one is bigger candles. Now, what you can do is take bigger candles and make sure that the candles are going to burn, that when you come home, the candles are going to be burning. When you come home, then you sit by the lights and you have something to eat there, then you've had a hanor from that candle, that's good enough.
So it's there is a way you have to eat something?
Yeah.
There you have to
eat
something.
Well, it's probably the same thing. You've got the same heter as learning to eat it as well. So it's the same thing. If you're learning that as a Moshe heter, then you could also learn a dove in there.
What hanor by eating? Also, same thing.
I keep telling you, eating is a big milder when you've got extra lights on. Horaya, when you go to a simcha, there's plenty of light in the room. You understand? The posture speaks out clearly. The posture will say that eating is a big milder. That's a big problem, electric lights. You're right.
What? I don't understand, but sorry? Having a piece of cake, it makes a difference if two candles burning or not.
That's what I'm asking.
It's a suddha, you're having a suddha, you're eating.
No, not that yours. You say big love candles, you have to sweet, but you have a piece of cake.
been eaten. Once you're eating, it's a Chazal understood, when a person eats and there's more light there, that makes it more chashuv. That is enhances the eating. It makes the eating a different story. It enhances his eating, and therefore Chazal allowed it.
And that is the next to the light, sitting at the table.
Well, you have to have some benefit from the lights. I mean, if your mind is away from
the lights on the 11th.
That's what we spoke about yesterday. How far, how much is it on the table? The chai has to be something you would benefit from.
If it enhances the whole thing, like you said, it was good as well sitting at the 11th table.
It doesn't enhance it. You go to Hassan, they put the candles on the table. They don't put the candles at the other end of the hall.
How does the table?
Normally, where you're eating, you put the lights. I'm saying, you put it on the sideboard or a bit further away. I'm saying, within reason, I understand. To have it miles away is a chiddush to me. So that's number one. So one is you want to get extra lights, extra long lights, to make sure they burn when he comes home. And when he comes home, he sits by the table. Either he eats something there by the... It looks like you have to have cake, pus. I didn't see anything else in the Maisa, really. Can you have a sweet? It doesn't look like that's good enough. It has to be a choshev of food. So some say Peirush, Kaveh, Suda. The Maisa, it looks like cake and bread is the best thing to do. That's option one. So you have extra long candles. And what you call it, you sit there when you come home. Option two, what's option two?
You light there.
Option two would be to light when you're eating. Because as we said, to have more candles when you're eating is allowed. So if you take the candles there before Shabbos, and you light there, it's not so practical, obviously, because often it means the person has to go there to light the candles very early.
Who said they want you there?
I'm saying, that's right. I see you've had these people before. I can see yeah. Sometimes you don't want to be there so early. So it's not such a practical solution always this to get people to come there. It's not a problem. So that's an interesting thing, Taka. Yeah, that's not so. I mean, it's an answer to light there. And who I deal with, I was thinking about this, who I deal you go to a horse, and someone's got a bar mitzvah on Friday night. So he's been around, right? The husband and wife have been invited. There's only people at Element I have, there's no one else at home, just the husband and wife, whatever it is, and they're going to bar mitzvah on Friday night. Got the same problem, where they go light. So you can either do eight to number one, is make extra long candles that when you come home and you have some benefit from there, or the chora, what you can do is you can light there where you're eating. You can go there before the zman or whatever, and then you light there, made a bracha there, and you know when you're going to eat later, you'll be able to sit down there and have an off from the candles. That's also eitzah. That's those eitzahs are the chora, what you're allowed to do. So again, two eitzahs. Either you make the candles longer,
or three, you said, or you can
daven
or something.
Yes, eating. I'm not so happy with this daven. I've never heard before about daven.
Before you go, you can daven before by the daven.
Yeah, I just think you have to have some benefit. I'm just not sure what it is.
Can you daven getting benefit
before nachos? That's also a case, though, because actually, let's talk about us at home. Come comes from Chaim's case. So we, let's say, for example, in the summer, let's say we make shabbos very early. Make shabbos very early, Moshe, yeah? In the marshal, lachos is 11 o'clock at night. And a person who makes Shabbos at 7:45, comes at 8:30, he finishes his meal by 10 o'clock. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do, but let's say he finishes his meal by 10 o'clock. Then I said, does it help that his neighbor Shabbos at all?
Yeah, it does help in his Shabbos.
Yeah, but Moshe's all light outside still. The terrace it still helps, because at the mealtime, candle light helps at mealtime. Moshe, you go to Bristol there in the middle of the morning, early morning, they have candles there. You go to Chasna, even before it starts, they have the candles there. So during the daytime, even though it's daytime, you're having a sudden in the daytime, the candles that are burned are enhancing the meal, so that would help. So it's right, the Maisa, a person could do that. If you're relying on this from Moshe, that davening or learning is good enough, so it could be before you go to your house that you're eating at, you sit by the table, you learn, you daven there a bit. That's called having an off. I must have find a case. I didn't see anyone else speak about this. I must tell you. He says, Shomat, my God, always finds like this. And I say, I'm not clear what he's talking about, because the Chayyim is talking about you have to have actual hanof from the light. So in a room like this, and you've got your candle over there, you have to go mummish nearby to meet from there. You have to have some hanof from it. So that's a chiddush, but I'm saying that will be an eight. So the chiddush, according to what you're saying, that's clever. But I'm just bringing you right. If a person's eating at home and he finishes his meal early, he finishes his meal, the moshe when it's daytime, his candles don't have to burn longer. It should burn ideally. They say I couldn't find a makor for this. I mean, they quote kitzur shulchan aruch, but I couldn't find it mafurish there. But he says the kitzur shulchan aruch should burn for the whole suda. Ideally, it should burn for the whole suda. I'm not clear of the rye they got from there, but certainly it should be part of the meal. Certainly should be there, but part of the meal definitely should be burning.
Before they go out to eat, can she eat something or one of the kids eat something?
Before?
Kids.
The kids.
The kids eat, make a brother, have something
to eat. Who? One of the children.
Before you go out to eat, I've got a shul, and they're going to come afterwards. If you want the kids to make a bracha,
Kiddush. Because I say, let's say, I don't know why this is under me, you're not going to make Kiddush, and the child under the mitzvah, not going to make Kiddush. So if a child eats there, I don't say anyone has to be a god who has to eat there. If a child eats there, while the people eating from a house are eating there, the cans are being used, that's good enough. L'chayra. I have to check this out about a child under the mitzvah, but l'chayra, it's anyone in the Bnei Bais. Everyone in the Bnei Bais is mechoyev, and therefore anyone who has from there a part of it, that's good enough. L'chayra. Someone might be that it should burn at least to the end of the meal, but there's no chiyuv to. I mean, it's a nice thing to have. Ideally, certainly part of the meal, definitely it should be burning. That's definite. At least part of the meal, the meal should be burning. Okay, everybody, sir. Hello, I'm Sally Black. How are you?
Yeah, but
all right. All right, Moshe.
Do you want to?